Editor. 55 years ago, I graduated from Regina General Hospital, RGH, School of Nursing and subsequently practiced as an registered nurse in numerous settings. The emergency department at the University of Alberta Hospital in Edmonton was primary. Thank heavens I do not have to be there now while the raging pandemic relentlessly continues. Today I reconnected with my RGH classmates through our annual newsletter, which has been punctuated by face-to-face reunions every fifth year. I began my missive with these words: as I write to you on election day in Canada, I wonder which way the wind will blow. No matter which way, life goes on. Be not afraid. I finished with these words. On a final note, I want my voice heard to register anger and despair against those folks who are putting us all and our planet at risk by willfully refusing COVID-19 vaccinations. The just consequence if they become ill with COVID-19 would be to refuse them admission to our hospitals, and in particular, our limited ICU beds. But would suggest and/or implement such a radical politically charged action? Not only are we not refusing care, we are offering $100 to those eligible to receive the vaccine. What is wrong with this picture? Thankfully, I personally will not have to endure the discomfort of this insanity and uncertainty for many more years, as it is with advancing age and death that we all ultimately descend into entropy. Where nothing really matters. Verna Corky, Canmore.